You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. It's another episode of the Business Stories podcast. And as you know, recently in the last few episodes, I've been talking to a lot of people in the home service world. And today's guest is a vendor, much like we are in the home service world, specifically talking about reviews, customer retention, creating happy customers. So my guest today is in partnerships with Nice Job. His name is Sebastian, and Sebastian's here to talk a lot about that. We're going to talk about how we can work together, what we can do for everybody listening as a business owner. You go from there. So Sebastian, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Ryan, for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us a little bit about your background. I know we talked earlier about that and then how you kind of fell into this role with Nice Job. And we'll talk more about that too.
Yeah, of course. So my background is film and marketing. So I worked in the film business for about 15 years in post-production editing and visual effects. But over the years, I started to get more into corporate as the film industry kind of pushes you in that direction when you take on bigger projects. And yeah, eventually I started to work now in the office. And over the years, you know, I started to learn more about technology and whatnot. And there was a friend of mine that said, hey, there was an opportunity here, Nice Job. And this is like, you're a perfect fit. I had no idea about tech to be honest, or franchising. And so yeah. I started to look into it and it's been great. I've been working here for a while now and, I was able to learn about the industry, and not only see how family driven it is, but also the tremendous potential it has. So, that's how I landed in franchising.
That's great. So talk to us about Nice Job, about the company and really what its culture is and what it's all about.
Yeah. So Nice Job is a reputation marketing software. And what we do is automate the process for collecting Google reviews. And we do it through our automated system, which not only helps franchisees build a robust online presence, but also we repurpose the reviews for social media, which in the end is reputation marketing. So the company's been around for several years. They currently work with over 50,000 companies in the US. And up to date, they have been able to acquire over 2 million reviews for these companies, which in turn has generated into sales.
Right. And this is a really interesting thing to me, Sebastian, because a lot of my clients, I tell you, they should really leverage reviews to generate more business. And I've told people this, that your best salesperson sometimes is actually your customer, because when they give a good review and they tell that or they share that review on social media or text it out to 5 or 10 family or friends, that's what brings in more business. Do you feel like businesses don't really leverage reviews enough, and they're not really, like, they know they need to get them, but maybe they're afraid to get them and they don't quite know what to do once they have them?
That's a very good question, Ryan. And it's a sentiment that we see a lot in this industry. Many say, well, I'll get more reviews and it just speaks highly of my business. And they leave it at that. But the education that we provide behind the psychology of acquiring reviews is that searching for a business where you want to get your hair cut or you want to check out a new restaurant, what do? Right? You pull out your phone, you go on Google, and you start searching what's around your area, who has right. 4 stars, 5 stars. So we don't realize this, but Google searching for reviews is part of our DNA now. And a lot of businesses, surprisingly, don't leverage their reviews enough to get more business. And that's the part where Nice Job comes in, because as we automate this process, this gives you the freedom as a business owner to run your business, but also as you're acquiring reviews, you're using those reviews as social proof. And basically, it's other people speaking very highly of you. And that is what sells in this market.
That's interesting. So can we talk about the technology behind it? So you said there's a lot of automation. So can you walk us through, let's say, and I think you guys work a lot with a lot of home services. So let's say, you know, I'm a painter. I bring on Nice Job. What's that process like for someone like me?
Mm-hmm, correct. So we use a lot of psychology in terms of our technology. So let's say that you're a painting company, you finished completing a job, and with your CRM, you invoice the customer, and with the integration with Nice Job will send a trigger in the form of a text message. And basically, the text message will say, "Hey, Sebastian, thank you so much for hiring us. Would you leave a review?" And that's the best time to leave or ask for a review, because that's the peak point of excitement for a customer. Right. You know, they're happy, they paid for the service, and they're more likely to leave a review. But we have busy lives, and sometimes we forget. So our system will send up a follow-up of 3 additional emails in times that you are most likely to be on your phone, or when you are in a spot where you were able to write that review. So in today's busy economy, where we just don't do enough follow-ups, our system, which is a 4-metric system, and it's based on data, it will guarantee the review from your client.
That's great. So when they, so this customer leaves a review, what happens after that? Is that captured by the system, and then are they able to use that? You said it's also integrated with social media. So how does that work?
Yeah. So once the review comes into your to our system or your Google My Business, then Nice Job has these great features where you can now use the review and promote it on LinkedIn or on Twitter or on Facebook. So what happens psychologically is that review where somebody speaks very highly of your product, now you use that for social, for reputation marketing. And what you do is you amplify your brand by like 1,000. And so you're more likely as a new prospect, when you read a review, you're going to be more likely to trust that brand and feel encouraged, you know, to purchase their product or their services.
You said something interesting there, reputation marketing. I think that's the way things are going. I think 20, 30 years ago, marketing was billboards, you know, and maybe starting to do some online ads. But I don't think people realize that marketing is really what nowadays is what other people are saying about your business. And that carries more weight than sometimes a flyer in the mail or an online ad. Would you agree that the consumer mindset has shifted into, I'm not going to trust a brand or a business until I see that other people have trusted this brand or business? Would you agree that's sort of the shift there?
Oh yeah, most definitely. If there's like a great metric to share, Ryan, is that last year there was 3 billion Google searches every day. Wow. 3 billion. So yeah. One of the studies that we have been seeing or based on other studies as well is that the baby boomers are slowly exiting the market. And in the next 2 years, the Generation Z will enter the market. And this demographic is very different because statistically, this generation reads between 3 to 7 reviews before making a purchasing decision. So this generation is very different in the sense that they are very resilient and they're very attached to technology. So in order to incentivize those behaviors, you have to create those proper incentives, and reviews are those incentives to get more business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. So let's talk about the types of industries Nice Job works with. And do you have any case studies or stories of clients who you've seen some success, and how are they leveraging the reviews to get that success?
Yeah, definitely. There's a company that we've been working with for a while now, and they're called You Move Me, and it's a franchise moving business. And originally, one of the franchisees approached us, adopted Nice Job, and they started to get a lot of reviews, a lot of buzz in their local area, and they were also generating more sales than the other franchisees. So head office got wind of this, and they approached us and said, we'd like to have a full company adoption of our 20 locations. Mm-hmm. So when they started with us at the time, and as a brand, they had only 4,000 reviews. But a year and a half later, using Nice Job, they have been able to acquire over 20,000 reviews as a company whole. Wow. So the way we illustrate this is kind of like a pearl, right? It has a value, but once you start to string them together, then you have this collective value as a necklace. And so what happens is the brand starts to levitate and support itself from its success and growth. So mm-hmm. prospects that want to be franchisees, what they'll do is they'll start looking at like the reviews. They'll start reading everything online before they even go to headquarters. So this is a great example of a company that we worked with that we've seen grow in the last 2 years, and they've been very profitable, and they keep expanding. And all this is to the power of using reviews.
One thing I think is interesting is that a company can learn a lot from a review. And I want to ask you too, like, and this is probably the $1 million question, is what happens when they get a bad review? And I'm sure there's going to be even a great company gets a bad review once in a while, right? So how do you attack that situation? Because it's oftentimes difficult and uncomfortable, especially if it's out there online. I mean, they're not going to want to share bad reviews, I'm assuming, but they are out there. So how do you handle that?
One of the suggestions that we give our clients is to first not panic. And second, this is a great opportunity to showcase your service and your customer rapport. The reason why we say this is because when you get a one-star review, people will read that. And if you have, let's say, 300 reviews that are 4.5 stars, but you only have one review, that's great, because that gives not only the business authenticity, but also other people read reviews. And I'll give you an example. There's a company that we work with, and they got a really bad review because one of the technicians broke a chandelier. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the thing fell on the ground, it just shattered. The owner said, you know what? We are so sorry. We're going to pay. We're going to fix this. And actually, that one-star review was upgraded or updated, so to speak. And the customer that at the beginning was angry wrote this really beautiful review. And again, social proof. It's other people speaking of your company. So that business not only saw more trust in the brand, but also that's a case study or a story has helped the brand just be more reputable, right? You'll be more trustworthy and know that, wow, this company really cares, even if they make a mistake. They want to make sure that the customers are satisfied after a job is done.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the worst thing you can do is ignore a bad review and just think that, if I ignore it, it'll go away, or I'll push it out of my head. I don't care. But I think, you know, business owners need to go towards the bad reviews, because number one, it teaches you something that you could be improving on. And number two, it's an opportunity to create a better relationship, even if that customer is extremely pissed off, right? I mean, you know, it's not a comfortable thing to call somebody who's upset. We've all had to do it at some point, I think, but it also is a chance to grow and confront the challenge and learn something from that customer. Would you agree that it's reviews, I think positive and negative, are all your learning tools, because you're learning what your customers see in you and where you need to get better in some cases. Would you agree there?
Oh, yes. And one of the key components that I can share about Nice Job is we have a topic insights feature. And that means that when you have, let's say, 50 to 100 reviews, and there's a certain keyword that keeps repeating, like great customer service or bad customer service or price is fair, what our system will do is it'll start collecting all those keywords. And in an insights tab, you're going to see a percentage of who's using that word. And that helps the brand see that, hey, we're getting 50% of price is fair, right? Yeah. Or we're getting 99% poor customer service. So that right. tells the brand, okay, we might have to provide some additional training for our people. So right. reviews aren't just tools that that help us, you know, feel good about ourselves, but it's also, you can use it as a tool and leverage it to better your services or provide better training.
That's interesting, because I think, like you said, it's all around, right? So when you're hiring, you want to look for people that have those qualifications to provide the good customer service. Or if you're a brand and you're looking to expand and sell more franchises, you know what is working or what is not working, all based on the customer feedback. So I think people often think one-dimensionally that reviews are all about the customer service, but reviews give you information about every single thing you need to know about, I think, when it comes to your brand. So that's interesting.
Correct.
So I got to ask you too, Sebastian, when you bring on a new client, can you walk us through somebody who's, how do they get set up to, let's say they're brand new and they're not prepared to get reviews. How do you start to build it out so they could get this system working?
So the first thing that we do is we qualify the prospect by asking very specific questions about what CRMs are using or what softwares that we can integrate with. And yep. most companies do have a Google My Business. So when we onboard them, our activations team will start connecting their social media channels. We'll connect them to their Google My Business. And then we set the campaigns. And because our system already has the verbiage of what the messaging will be like, some businesses are like, I'd like to tweak the verbiage just a little, because we know our clients the best. So we'll help them along that way. And even when you sign up with Nice Job, even on a trial, the campaigns work automatically. So our system's designed so it's easy to use. You can have that as a background while you're operating your business, but it's very simple to set up Nice Job. And we hear a lot of great feedback from our clients who just love that Nice Job is there in the background, and it's not, you know, those softwares where, has it happened to you, Ryan, where, you know, kind of like Facebook, you go on there and then the layout changes one day, and then you go another day and the layout changes again, and you're like, what are these guys doing? Right.
Right.
And they do that to keep you on the platform. We don't do that. You're a business owner. We know you have to work. So Nice Job is just there just to assist you. It's just that additional tool in the toolkit to generate more sales.
So I want to ask you too about the CRM side, because like with Client Tether, we have a similar client base. We work with a lot of home service professionals. Whether they're using us or any other system out there, what do you guys integrate with other tools, or how do you integrate, or is it necessary to integrate in some cases?
To integrate would be the ideal. A opportunity because with integrations, you can collect customer data like a telephone number, their email, and the system will trigger all that information automatically. But let's say you're a small business and maybe you can't afford a CRM. What you can do is just input your customer's information via a CSV file that we provide. Mm-hmm. And you can do that once a month, every day, or once a week. And the system will start the campaign as soon as you input that information. But ideally, just for the sake of saving time, automation would be the best option. And if there is no integration, we use a third-party app called Zapier, and we can connect CRM, such like Tether, to NiceJob.
Yeah. Well, this is really great information, Sebastian. And I think if you're listening, you know, I don't think people really, there's two things that always come to mind for me. I don't think people understand the importance of customer follow-up. Some people think they're so focused on getting new business, they forget about the existing business and how to leverage that. So that's why I think companies like NiceJob are so important, because you know, you don't understand that your happy customers can deliver you two or three more happy customers if you just focus on them and following up and retaining them after the sale. And I think that's the problem, is a lot of people don't leverage those relationships. Would you agree, Sebastian, that people kind of, you know, they're so focused on getting new business that they forget about the business they've had before and how to leverage that?
Oh, definitely, Ryan. You hit a very key component of operating a business. See, like when we ask for a review, we just think, okay, well, my customer is going to write something awesome, and then I'll market that review, and then we go home. But that's the other psychology behind NiceJob, is that we also have a referral campaign. So once a person has gone through the whole process of getting a review, what we do is we have this feature where we'll invite that person into a campaign, and basically they'll get a link that says, Seb, thank you so much for your business. Do you know anybody that needs their house painted? If you do, get 20% off, or, you know, maybe get a Amazon card. Yep. And so what happens is you incentivize that referral, and then I'll start thinking, you know what? I do have a neighbor or a cousin that needs their house painted. Yep. So, and we always tell individuals that your client list is a business asset. It's not just data. Like right. You can use it to generate business when maybe things do dry up. You can't find new prospects. Maybe you're not getting enough sales, but using the referral system on the back end is going to help you keep that wheel spinning. And that's what we call customer-driven growth, right? When one person sends something great about you, then that becomes a new customer. And then that customer gets a new customer. And then that wheel starts to just move on its own. And so it's another income generator that's just there waiting for you to be used.
100%. I mean, I agree with you. And I think people feel like sometimes asking for reviews is just, it's asking too much. Asking for referrals is asking too much. Like it's almost being too, I don't know, greedy or salesy. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you talk to someone who's happy, if they're happy with your business and they've seen good service from you, don't be embarrassed to ask for a referral, because that person is more than likely going to give you one. Or they're going to give you one without asking them for it. So I just think a lot of business owners are really afraid, and they feel like it's being too pushy to ask for a referral. But you know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to get one if they did a good job. So this is great information. So Sebastian, if people want to get involved with NiceJob, what's the best way for them to reach you on that?
Yeah, they can reach me at my email at Sebastian@nicejob.com, or simply they can go to our website, which is get.nicejob.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Sebastian. It was a good talking to you. I look forward to doing more work with you in the future, and let's keep in touch.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot, Ryan, for inviting me. This has been great.
Of course, anytime. Hey, this is Ryan. Are you in the market for a customer relationship management system for your business? Well, before you drop a dime, pick up my book, Customer Relationship Management Exposed, now available on Amazon. Just search Customer Relationship Management Exposed and my name, RyanArcoraci. This is your definitive guide to saving money before purchasing a CRM, so pick it up today.